If you've got spring fever, Lowe's has the cure. During SpringFest, make your landscape stand out with three free bags of Miracle-Gro 3/4 cubic foot garden soil when you buy three. Plus, get up to 40% off select major appliances to keep clothes, food, and dishes fresh all season long. Our best lineup is here at Lowe's. Valid through 4/22 while supplies last. Selection varies by location. See Lowe's.com for details. Soil offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
How would you describe yourself? Fun? Sporty? Bold? If that's the case, meet the Kia K4 hatchback, made for motion, adventure, and whatever you might decide to bring along. Or would you say you're more smooth, sleek, refined? If so, there's the Kia K4 sedan. Calm, confident, and ever so modern. Two personalities, two available turbocharged ways forward. The Kia K4 GT Line Turbo and the K4 Hatchback GT Line Turbo. What turbos you? Turbo is available on select K4 trims.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are built to keep going, blending rugged muscle with precision engineering, all supported by Toyota's time-tested legacy of dependability. Step into a Tundra and feel the unyielding capability. With the available iForce Max engine, Tundra puts out impressive power, torque, and towing performance. And the roomy high-tech cabin keeps you connected on the go. Or take a look at Tacoma, made for drivers who push past the path. Agile, tough, and relentless. With available features like crawl control, a powered rear window, portable JBL speaker, and a power liftgate. So gear goes in fast, and the adventure keeps moving. The Tacoma and Tundra are engineered to endure, season after season, mile after mile. So drive one home today. Visit Toyota.com for deals and local inventory. Or stop by your Toyota dealer to find out more. Toyota, let's go places.
Testing season is right around the corner, and this is when confidence really matters. When kids take time to review key concepts and strengthen their skills before assessments, it can make all the difference. IXL helps reinforce what they're learning right now, so they walk into every test feeling prepared, capable, and confident. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts. Designed for students from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL delivers personalized, interactive practice that adapts to your child's level and pace. It's an easy, effective way to support learning as the school year heads into its final stretch. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests, proven in all 50 states. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
You ready?
Here we go!
The Slacker Show.
Let's go.
Always on in my car.
The best when I'm driving.
It gets me pumped up.
Hey!
Let's go!
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We want to hear your intuition stories. I've said this before, I'll say it again. I think it's a woman thing.
What?
I think men can have it, but I think women
are more like open to it.
I don't know what it is.
Yeah.
Because maybe because of your childbearing a bit, like you're more in tune with Mother Earth or something.
We're also just more in tune with our brains. And you know that's true.
I don't think you said that good.
Like,
but
we pick up on things and we're like, A plus B does
something.
Equal C.
Yeah, but you also invent A plus Q equals. Erica.
No.
I mean, but so we want your stories of when you just had a feeling.
Yeah.
And something, I remember one time when we talked about this, a woman was like, she went on a date with a dude, charming. She was older when she called the show. She was like, charming man, very good looking, blah, blah, blah. And she was like, I don't know. He wanted to take me home. I was like, nah, whatever. Years later, saw him on the news, Ted Bundy.
Wow.
Charming.
Charming.
And handsome, right?
So handsome.
Yeah.
I would have been at the dinner.
Yeah,
I wouldn't have any of that.
Like she just had this feeling. Like, and like, he was so good at disarming people, like making them feel like you shouldn't have any intuition here. And
wow.
She was like, I don't know. I remember somebody else had that same feeling about a local person. They were like, there was this kid that I was like, he'd always hit on me when I go out or whatever. And I just, something rubbed me. Like, I just, no. Everybody's like, no, you should go out with him. And he ended up being somebody notorious who killed his parents or something.
Whoa. What the heck?
I know.
Okay, can we get some that aren't this scary?
Yeah, I don't think they all have to be.
But if you are that scared, definitely call it.
Yeah,
if
true.
If you have something like that.
Yeah, something that big, we would definitely take it. But like, we need more like, I thought about it. I was craving shrimp scampi. And I was like, nah, not tonight. And then everyone who like got the shrimp scampi hurled.
Ooh.
Like you had to do.
You just didn't feel it.
The universe. You got your girls.
I don't know.
Intuition hasn't hit. Oh, but you're more in tune
well,
with your brain.
Intuition hits every single day, but that just means we don't get into the bad situations.
But can you
we
name
aren't
one?
Even at the dinner with shrimp scampi.
Or
or Ted Bundy.
Imagine you're sitting there and he's feeding shrimp scampi right. to you and you're like, I'm going to barf as my last official act on Earth.
Right.
Oh, I would have done both.
Oh, God.
You wouldn't eat shrimp scampi, would you?
Yeah, he probably would have convinced me. I like this guy. I'm such an idiot.
Oh, my gosh.
All right, so here's what we're doing. If you want, if you have a story that blows our mind in the intuition department, we'd love to hear it now. 303-222-5423. You may call. You may text.
I don't know if I have any intuition
then
stories.
Then why are we even taking calls if nobody in this room has one?
Because other people do. Like, there's this one story of this person was at school with a buffet line. And
was this going to be shrimp scampi?
She was next to one of her classmates who she didn't know well. Nothing happened. Might have said a word or two to him. I went to sit down next to my now husband. We hadn't been dating long. He whispered that I should never be alone with the classmate that was next to me. I asked for more. Okay, this gets really dark. They later found out that he did horrible, horrible things to multiple classmates.
Oh.
But the husband didn't know that for sure.
He'd but just he like a said feeling. He had like, the intuition.
Yeah. He did?
Yeah. Shoot.
Okay, so as of this moment, I'm saying it's going to be mostly men who call.
No
because
way.
Because neither one of you two
no.
have a story.
But there's going to be women who are like, and then I knew.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm going to stop talking. Because the
there was
of this.
One, like, here's, this isn't, like, I've told this story before, but I don't know if it's intuition. We've used it for, like, when your dog saved your life. Like, I was sitting on my bed, laying on my bed, and my dog's like, and staring at the ceiling fan. I'm like, what is going on? And I, like, got up to go, Moach, what is going on? Ceiling fan, it was like, and
what?
Like, spun itself off, crashed into my bed, drywall everywhere, and it was like Mojo's intuition was like, that effing thing's gonna fall. It did not, it was showing no signs of like.
It maybe sounded different and he was able to hear it.
I don't like that because that's one of my T-Hack biggest fears.
Is a T-Hack flying off the ceiling?
Also
no, like the ceiling fan. It was not wobbling, it was nothing. It was like.
Wow.
So my dog, but like, my dog's intuition and then my intuition to go, instead of going, Moach, cool it.
Right.
I like got up and I was like, what is wrong, dude?
Wow.
And then it's like, yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
You ever had intuition, T-Hack?
No.
Okay.
I mean,
well, let's go.
Every once in a while, like I think like when you're DJing and you can kind of see you're like that crowd over there is something's going to happen. There's, but it's always like they're drinking. I don't know if it's intuition. They're drinking. You could just kind of see it, a rumbling start. And then you're like, hey, security, keep an eye over
there. Bartenders always know before anybody else. They're like, yep, this is going to turn into it. You can smell the like the adrenaline in the air or something.
Or bartenders, sometimes people walk in and they're like, this guy's going to be
got
a problem.
The
wow.
The one that, like, it's hard for me to talk about this because it hits a little too close to home. But the one that we hear a lot for intuition is like, you're at a four-way stop.
Oh, yeah.
Or the green light, red light. And then like your light turns green and you're like,
I'm going to wait a little bit longer.
Yeah.
Semi goes rolling. I mean, that happened to me. I went through and I don't know how they didn't hit me, but it's like, that was an intuition. I don't know what the hell happened that day, but that is a story we get a lot. We're just, you're like, I don't know why, but I'm not going to go.
Yeah.
Or like you had, I shouldn't say this one, but I'm going to anyway. There was somebody, I remember when we've talked about this before, that like my friend had tickets to a movie premiere and I didn't go.
Oh, mm-hmm.
It was
Batman.
Yeah.
In Aurora. And they were like, I don't, not feeling it.
I don't like that.
I don't like it at all. But that's okay.
Intuition.
All right. If you've got a good intuition story, Unlike everyone else in this room,
whoops,
we would love to hear it. 303-222-5423.
Tell us your story.
303-222-5423. The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
So we're doing intuition stories, despite the fact that I didn't see no one in the room would have a story for it.
I knew this would happen.
Candy?
Yeah.
You are disguised, and clearly your name is not Candy. What was your intuition story?
Well, I had twins back in 1994, a boy and a girl. Okay. Loved them very much, but through their whole life, I always had dreams at night that I would lose one of them one day.
What?
And in 2004... it came to fruition. My son passed away on June 29th.
Oh my gosh.
I'm so sorry. It was going to happen. Yeah. It was very hard.
How did you. You just knew.
Your body just knew.
Yeah. I just knew I would lose one of my children.
I am very sorry.
Yeah. Have you told people this before?
Yeah.
Have you had any other intuitions?
No, not really. Wow. Not to this degree.
So just this one thing, and then
massive thing. Yeah.
The whole time you had to be hoping that it wouldn't come true. Obviously.
Right. That is just a dream, of course.
God, please don't let me be right about this.
Wow.
Yeah. And for some reason, I wasn't completely always sure, but I was pretty sure it would be my son.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you for the call, Candy. That's like the heaviest thing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
How? You don't want to be right.
I know, but you've got to feel like it's got to be a different feeling, I would imagine, than just
Okay, Kelly?
Yay.
Intuition. What happened to you?
Yes, so I was in college, and I was on break, and I was living back at my parents' house where I grew up. I'd come home from my internship, like I always did, parked outside of my parents' house, went up to the keypad at the garage door, and just got this overwhelming feeling that something wasn't right. Turned around, went back, got in my car, and I drove around the block, which was actually about a mile. Got back home. My mom's car was there. The garage door was open. Walked inside, and there had been burglars in our house. She walked in on them.
So if you had gone in, you would have been the one to find them.
Yes. And on afterthought, I actually feel very guilty that I wasn't the one that walked in on them. But
they didn't hurt your mom, though, did they?
They ran from her, fortunately, and took off.
But it's hard to say what they would have done with a younger woman. Mm. Sad to say.
Yeah.
There was no evidence of a break-in. You just felt it.
No evidence at all. I just felt weird. Yeah.
And to be driven to do something that doesn't make any. I'll get back in my car, drive around the block. Like it doesn't make any sense.
Like,
other
why?
Than.
No, it makes no sense. That's not something I would normally do, and it was bizarre. Yeah.
Wow.
Still think about it all the time. Yeah. Wow. Yeah.
That's incredible, Kelly. Yeah. Wow. Anna?
Yay.
Intuition. What happened to you?
Well, just a few years ago, I really thought that my son was breathing weird. I couldn't even describe it to my husband very well, but I just kept getting this gut feeling about it. Okay. So I took him to the pediatrician. They said he was fine. I did not feel good about that at all. And a couple of days later, I was like, you know what? I'm just going to take him to the ER. And yeah, he ended up needing like oxygen for a couple of weeks.
Whoa.
So you caught something, you felt something that the doctors missed.
Yeah, because I was just like, he just doesn't breathe like that when he sleeps normally.
Know your kids, I feel like.
I know, but I feel the same way, but if you take them to somebody who's gone to 10 years of school and internships and whatever, mm-hmm. and they go, there's nothing wrong with your kid, then you just let it go. Unless you...
Do you?
I hate to say it, but men do. And thank God for women.
I feel like moms have that.
Because you just have, just like, nope. I'm not taking no for an answer. There's something wrong with my kid.
Yeah, that's impressive.
So he's probably, I don't like pushing moms too hard on this, but he's probably alive only because you had that gut.
I know it would have been like a big respiratory issue long term, you know, like not being able to play sports in college or things. I don't know if it ever would have turned like deadly. They didn't really act like it was this huge, serious, he could die thing. But I want him to have those opportunities.
Yeah.
You know?
Like, but I mean, oxygen feeds your heart, feeds your lung, right? Everything.
Wow. Yeah.
Way to go, intuition. Christine?
Hi.
Yay.
Intuition. What happened to you?
Okay. So when I was a kid, my dad, he would never, ever, ever wear a seatbelt. And, you know, everything was fine. We were out here flying around these streets.
I just, hold on a second, day, Christine. I just need to address some of the faces in the room. I grew up the exact same way.
What?
Nobody in my family, I was a teenage driver. I never put it on until the car started going like, boom, boom. Like, you just got in your car and you went. Oh. You didn't wear, like, and then at first they put it on the thing, so it, like, automatically went over you. It was remember that terrible thing?
That was the trick you into wearing
it? Yes, it would just...
Force you to?
You had no option.
The shoulder part would go across you, and you had to do the lap yourself.
Okay. Wow.
So were two different buckles?
Yeah. No, the shoulder was just on you no matter what, and then you just buckled. Anyway, now it seems so weird, but I grew up, no one in the car, everyone in the car was going to be a projectile. Were we to crash? Yeah. Okay. So go ahead, Christine.
Yeah, that's what it was like growing up. And then this one time, my dad, we were driving along. My dad was like, I feel like I should put a seatbelt on. And he put his seatbelt on. And literally a few minutes later, we got T-boned.
What?
Whoa.
But he made you guys wear seatbelts, right?
We wore seatbelts.
Okay,
yeah.
Thank God.
Just never.
So he cared about his kids, but he'd like, he was like, rolling
whatever.
The dice.
I'm an adult. I'll be fine.
And then it just hit him.
Yeah, he's definitely a do what I say, not as I do guy.
Gotcha. But something made him put it on. If he wasn't wearing it, he would have been thrown from the vehicle probably, right?
Absolutely. Luckily, everyone was going slow enough. It was like a stop sign situation. Nobody died.
But what if...
We were okay, but it was crazy.
Has he ever said... was it a voice in his head? Like, what made
did
him
someone appear in his face
and to say it
he
out loud?
Yeah, to go like, I should put my seatbelt on. What?
Yeah, he just said he had a feeling. I feel like I should put my seatbelt on.
Whoa,
I like it.
Okay,
I get that feeling every day.
For you, it's called anxiety. It's not what we're talking about.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.9.
Can I borrow a real quick?
You cannot because you shouted at me. And... Okay.
News. No. News. No. News. No.
Our only real hope is to decide if this is news or no.
This is my final coaching moment, okay?
What?
The first no is a no, right? Yeah. And then each one builds. So it's like, a no. And then it's like, news. And then the last one's like, each one gets bigger. The no's get bigger. Like, it's like Pinocchio, right? The no's gets bigger, right?
Right.
Yeah.
I don't know if we lost the plot. We're making an anthem, bro.
Yeah.
Okay.
We get better every day.
Thank you, Hack.
That's what we're trying to do. Mm-hmm.
Thank you, mm-hmm.
1%
Tyler.
Every day.
Tyler? God, there's a reason you're my favorite.
Ooh.
Good evening. Welcome to the program.
Thank you.
I have not seen greed like this before in my life.
Greed?
Penn Bagley, Channing Tatum, Austin Butler, and now Harry Styles. He is engaged to Zoe Kravitz. She has been engaged to all those other men. Granted, I'm happy for her.
She was engaged to Austin Butler?
I believe so.
And Penn Badgley?
Yeah, that's how you say it. Thank you.
That's okay.
Who's Penn Badgley?
He's from You.
I think he's in Penn and Teller. The lead guy in You? The handsome? Yeah.
Is he that magician guy?
Yeah, the one who doesn't talk?
Yeah.
I thought that's the other guy.
Teller.
Yeah.
Oh.
Which one? No, it
doesn't even matter. Harry Styles is engaged. This is massive news, you guys. Just like the massive rock on her finger.
The reason this is so crazy to me, and I'm going to bring it back to Taylor Swift, everyone, is that she and Taylor Swift are such good friends. Harry and Taylor are exes, which means she's for sure going to bring her fiance to Taylor's wedding.
Zoe and Taylor are tight?
Like buddies.
Do you think Taylor's over Harry, though? Like,
for sure. Oh, for sure.
I think she... Otherwise, but I don't think Zoe would have dated him.
Yeah.
Would Harry have been invited to said wedding, though?
Probably not, unless he was marrying her friend.
Really? You don't think Taylor would have invited him?
I don't think they were that close. I think they were, like, friendly, but...
Mm. When you're that famous, aren't you kind of, like, just friends with that famous people, too?
You're just in the same group or whatever, yeah.
Like, you're both, like...
Do you think that, like... I don't know. How do you think Channing Tatum feels?
Channing is doing okay. He's going to be fine.
She was engaged to Channing, but not... She just dated Austin.
In between, yes, right? Yeah. Okay. But still, she's collecting hot men. Like, what are they called?
Infinity Stones. Yeah.
Adventurers. Whatever.
I just want...
They've only been dating since August.
Sometimes life comes at you fast.
Yeah. This just bolsters one of my longest standing arguments with several people, internet folk, and one of my neighbors, who's the hottest Catwoman? And to me, it is Zoe Kravitz. And if your answer is Anne Hathaway, we're not friends. Mm-hmm. Anne Hathaway does not be... Halle Berry can be in the running, but Zoe is so much hotter. Oh my God.
Do we think Zoe's, they'll get married? That's what I really want to know.
No.
I think so, because he proposed in the Bahamas around Christmas. So they've already been...
It was private. They've been secret.
Yeah.
They moved fast.
Very fast. So I think they're going to go through
it. So you said they've only been dating 6 months. They've been engaged almost the whole time.
Wait.
August
to December is like a full five.
Oh.
And then it's been four months.
Four. August is 8. 9, 10, 11, 12. I don't know.
Okay. Well, math isn't our strong suit. I'm going to go with yes, they'll get married.
Yeah, I think so.
I would say this. I didn't think Taylor and Trav would get married, and it's looking like they're gonna. So
of course they're gonna.
I know, but she looked like she was gonna marry the one British dude, and then it didn't.
She would have. He never asked. Sometimes you just have to ask, like Harry, and like every other man that Zoe has been engaged to and not married to.
Yeah.
Tyler.
Yes.
Will you marry me?
I got somebody I got to talk to first.
Yeah, legally he
can. I got AX. We got to work something out.
Good evening. Speaking of Anne Hathaway, the Devil Wears Prada 2 premiere was just last night. I believe everyone looked amazing.
Yes.
Very exciting. It's been
I just watched it for the first time.
It's so good.
It's really good.
It's been 20 years since the first one. Wow. But there is a big report going around that there was like a scene that they were filming and there were a bunch of models. Because it's like a fashion based movie, obviously.
Prada.
And so there were a bunch of models in the scene. And Anne Hathaway said she was looking around and she was like, this is not representative of 2026. These models are all kind of your traditional super thin, not super diverse. Okay. Yeah. So she went to the producers and was like, don't you think we could make the scene better? And they were horrified. They hadn't thought of it themselves. And she said they got new models in within 7 hours or something.
Wow.
Yes, and models are in New York, probably real hard to find.
That's true. But I think that's really cool.
That is
so
cool.
So I'm excited to see this movie.
Did I read this? Or am I making this up? They're already talking about
a third?
Trace.
No way. I haven't seen that.
For real. Mm-hmm. Nope. Maybe it was another Princess Diaries. It was something with Anne Hathaway.
Yeah, there is a third Princess Diaries.
Yeah.
No, but I think...
They're constantly working on Princess Diaries 3. That's what you saw.
Oh, maybe that's what I saw.
I would take a Devil Wears Prada 3. The first one was so good.
You don't even know how good this one's going
to
do yet.
Well, I don't really care. I'm trying to see when it comes out. May 1st? May 1st.
This is a kind of hard-hitting journalism you don't get at the other places.
Hey. Mm-hmm.
Hey, man, I don't care.
I haven't seen almost anywhere else about Harry and Zoe's engagement.
Okay, no, that's great.
Okay.
I'm proud of us.
Good evening. There's been a couple new technological innovations that I'd like to share with everyone. Oh, Lazy Boy has partnered with the audio experts at Clips
to create a furniture line with high-end Klipsch speakers.
Klipsch is the name of a speaker. It's okay. K-L-I-P-S-C-H.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they've got speakers and subwoofers in your Lazy Boy.
The way you say woofer is real weird, but I keep going.
A subwoofer?
Woofer. You're saying woofer. It's not a woofer.
I would go
woofer. It's a woofer.
It's like a woofer. It's like a roofer.
Oh, boy.
Okay. I like that.
Yeah. So
maybe
you
too loud, though.
Can I just say something? Can I call out my friends at Lazy Boy?
What?
How dare you? What? You know who did this first? Lovesac.
Mm.
Lovesac sectionals. You can have like
The same company?
I don't think so. Lovesac is Lovesac. They started as big old beanbags, and now they make what they call sectionals. Lovesac sectionals. But like the arms are speakers. And like the ottomans, like a subwoofer. Idiots. And then.
Okay. Lazy Boy had chairs first, and Lovesac copied them.
No, but it's still the, this story is making it sound like we are innovating by putting a speaker inside.
Don't you think it'd be too loud?
I think it,
it's in your ear.
But I think you feel it. Like the subwoofer.
I don't need a 4D movie every time.
How can people text us which way they're pronouncing woofer? Because I would go W-U if it's woofer.
I would just call it a sub. That's the problem.
W-O-O if it's woofer.
Woofer?
It's which
woofer.
One is it?
It's woofer. I say subwoofer.
Subwoofer.
Woofer. Woofer. It's just, ugh.
The woofer is a roofer.
Stupid.
The only thing the Lazy Boy chair is missing is a built-in potty. Well, that's where the Chinese automakers have a new invention, a voice-activated in-vehicle toilet that will slide out from beneath the passenger seat. While you're driving.
Yeah. You just
pee in front of your passenger?
Mm-hmm. As if we're not already in a bottle or something.
Yeah, I just grabbed my Aquafina bottle.
But what do you do with it while it's there?
Probably just launches out the bottom of the car.
There's a rotating heating element that will it will evaporate whatever you put in there. I'm not going to say the word. And
I'm not going to say the word poop?
You're not going to poop in it. You're not going to poop in it.
How could it evaporate poop?
All right, it says dry or solid liquid. You want me to say it, I'll say it. An exhaust fan manages
odor. But you have to move over into the passenger seat first.
I think you kind of do a rotate.
You guys.
A shimmy shimmy?
And if you have guests in the car?
Yeah, well, they can use it too. I mean, yeah.
You guys wouldn't get shy?
Can we just go back to woofer? No.
If you've got spring fever, Lowe's has the cure. During Spring Fest, make your landscape stand out with 3 free bags of Miracle-Gro 3/4 cubic foot garden soil when you buy 3. Plus, get up to 40% off select major appliances to keep clothes, food, and dishes fresh all season long. Our best lineup is here at Lowe's. Valid through 4/22 while supplies last. Selection varies by location. See Lowe's.com for details. Soil offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
How would you describe yourself? Fun, sporty, bold? If that's the case, meet the Kia K4 hatchback, made for motion, adventure, and whatever you might decide to bring along. Or would you say you're more smooth, sleek, refined? If so, there's the Kia K4 sedan. Calm, confident, and ever so modern. 2 personalities, 2 available turbocharged ways forward. The Kia K4 GT Line Turbo and the K4 Hatchback GT Line Turbo. What turbos you? Turbo is available on select K4 trims.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are built to keep going, blending rugged muscle with precision engineering, all supported by Toyota's time-tested legacy of dependability. Step into a Tundra and feel the unyielding capability. With the available iForce Max engine, Tundra puts out impressive power, torque, and towing performance. And the roomy high-tech cabin keeps you connected on the go. Or take a look at Tacoma, made for drivers who push past the path. Agile, tough, and relentless. With available features like crawl control, a powered rear window, portable JBL speaker, and a power liftgate. So gear goes in fast, and the adventure keeps moving. The Tacoma and Tundra are engineered to endure, season after season, mile after mile. So drive one home today. Visit Toyota.com for deals and local inventory. Or stop by your Toyota dealer to find out more. Toyota, let's go places.
Testing season is right around the corner, and this is when confidence really matters. When kids take time to review key concepts and strengthen their skills before assessments, it can make all the difference. IXL helps reinforce what they're learning right now, so they walk into every test feeling prepared, capable, and confident. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts. Designed for students from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL delivers personalized, interactive practice that adapts to your child's level and pace. It's an easy, effective way to support learning as the school year heads into its final stretch. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests, proven in all 50 states. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.9.
So we launched a little thing called, I don't even think we said this.
I don't think we did.
Love Bomb.
Yeah, I don't like that sound effect.
Love Bomb Your Mom.
Love Bomb Your Mom.
Here we go.
You're ruining this. This was a sweet, loving thing that we're doing.
It genuinely is a sweet, loving thing.
It is.
If you love your mom, and we all do, and you have some really super words to say, we have like a super gift basket for her.
Yeah, because Mother's Day is coming up and you might be like, oh my gosh, I haven't gotten her anything. What am I going to do? This is the thing.
So we want you to go to Alice1059.com and we'll explain a little bit more about that. But you got to, like, we've already got some entries.
Mm-hmm.
You got to, it's like, explain, what does it say? Explain why your mom is special.
Why your mom deserves an extra special Mother's Day.
And if you like, my mom rocks and she's real cool. I have bad news for you. Your mom's not getting this. Like, you have to.
There's some really cute entries already.
For sure. But what I explained yesterday is, like, I remember writing Noah's Kairos letter, and I, like, you start to write it and you get into it. Like, you need to feel some feels while you're typing this thing.
I want to cry when they're read on the air. Yeah.
Like,
they'll cry, we'll cry.
We all want to cry, and we want to call your mom and read it to her.
I just want the sound effects. I kind of like
it. No. Okay, well, in that basket, while you guys are messing around.
Okay, yeah, what's in the giveaway basket?
Your mom would win two tickets to two different shows at DCPA. So that's two tickets to Sound of Music.
Yeah.
And two tickets to a show called Somewhere that I don't know much about.
I know, but that's... It's so huge cool. amount awesome. Of money.
And maybe she'll take you. Just saying.
Yes. Yeah,
I know a lot about Rory's Diner in Parker. You're going to get a gift card from them and their sister restaurant, Mama's Kitchen. Delicious.
So you could go out to eat twice with your mom. Mm.
Yeah.
She's going to get a great spray tan from Go Glow.
Can I just throw in a real cool one real quick?
Yeah. What?
A beanie from us.
Oh, yeah. That one's pretty cool.
Hey, guys. I'm going to call an audible on the show.
Oh.
Why don't we throw two beanies in there?
Oh. One for mom, one for kid.
Yeah, it's like two tickets to the DCPA, two beanies.
Okay.
All right. We're going to get cuffed and uncuffed.
Okay. Your mom's also going to get a $100 gift card, a tote, and a surprise item from Heyday Skincare so she can go get a facial.
Can we just say something about Heyday?
What?
You go there.
I go there. They're getting me wedding ready.
And if you look at our Instagram and you're like, why is Erica so radiant?
Right.
Heyday.
Heyday. Maybe not today, but
and if you're wondering why Aaron's radiant, go glow.
Yep. And why T-Hack's so radiant? It might be some
leftovers.
And then you're also a gift card to Victoria Marie Jewelers.
All right, so here's what you're doing. Yeah. You're going to alice1059.com. That is a website.
It sure is. Or you can go to our Instagram and go to the link in our profile and it'll take you right there. The link tree
is there. Awesome.
And then you click on the little headers up top. And you're looking for the one that says contest.
Yep.
Any other one is going to send you into a dark hole.
Yeah, contest
people
only.
Will steal your information.
That's not
and
true.
Sell your kidneys.
That's not true.
To a what?
Just go to contests. Ignore Slacker. This is a nice thing we're doing for mothers.
Dude, it is like this is going to be so cool. We need flowers in there. I like if you're a florist.
That would be cute.
If you're a florist and you haven't come to the table on this yet.
Yeah.
So Flores can come to the table and give us some free flowers.
It also doesn't have to be your mom. Maybe your sister's a mom. You want to nominate her.
You're nominating
your
mom.
Your friend could be a mom. Yeah.
Whatever mom you want to...
Oh, my God.
Love bomb. Hey, I'm never naming a thing again.
You know, bomber.
Don't do it.
No.
Bomb, bomb, bomb. Bomb, bomb, your mom. Bomb, bomb, bomb. Bomb, bomb, your mom.
Bomb, bomb,
your mom. Yes! Oh my God, we didn't even practice that.
All right, go ahead.
Hunter! And trees just went down. Okay. People have taken their hand. I want my mom to live. Your mom is going to live.
Yes, her like, best life when she wins this.
Right, and I don't, like, again, have we said, you can be a guy.
Yeah, absolutely.
True.
It's weird. Like,
could
I
you
think
be a
all
husband
of our interests,
writing a note yes. about your
about
wife
his
who's
wife,
the best
of
mom?
Course.
I like
oh
it.
Oh my God, that'll make everyone in this room cry.
I
for
think
sure.
that we did get one entry of that
oh
already.
A husband?
Gosh. Yeah.
Saying his wife is such a...
Yeah.
And he wants to...
Okay. You are done. I'm taking the sound effects button away.
All right, if you want your mom bombed, go to alice1059.com and go to the contest page.
KALC and KALC HD1, Denver Boulder.
Slacker Show.
Broadcasting from the Belco Credit Union Studios. Don't settle for a checking account that doesn't earn interest. Open a Boost Interest Checking Account at Belco Credit Union. Membership eligibility required.
Alice 105.9.
Always free on the Odyssey app.
We want to talk about, like, your small town story.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. These kids in Kansas, well, they were, like, at the grocery store. I'm picturing the Wienermobile. Like it said, the story I read was like they walked up, excuse me, to the Wienermobile. This was the Wiener Bago.
What?
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 It's is that a, what it's called?
I don't know. You know what a Wienerbago is? It's like a motorhome.
Market.
It's
okay.
like a motorhome. A Wienerbago is what you call it.
Yeah.
This is like a Wienerbago because it's not the car. It's a giant. Because like 10 kids got in this. They
you
walk
do
up,
know the Wienermobile is huge.
It's
right?
massive.
No, but there's
it's not like a single cart. It would fit like 10 people.
Yeah.
I thought there is a Wienermobile that's a bit of a Batmobile.
Yeah, I've seen that one.
A bit of a Batmobile?
Like, a bat, yeah. like the old it's school like Batmobile, like it's a car, and then there's just a big wiener going through the middle.
No, the it's only still, one that I've seen is like
it's
the
like a
massive.
Bus.
The massive
yeah.
one. Okay, well, it was that one. I've okay. seen the other one. Will you Google Wienermobile car? Because there is also
I've seen the
a
big
car
one in
version.
Person. I winked. I've literally seen the big one in person. Like, I was driving around in Utah once,
oh,
and I was like,
car.
Wienermobile!
Okay. I did not know that. All I've seen is a car. I did not know there was a big
I'm
one.
I'm not even, I typed in
Shut up.
Car.
Wienermobile car, there's
oh,
a
the
car.
Oh, the Mini Cooper.
No, it's not the that.
I know it's a regular about.
Size
yeah.
one. That is the regular size one.
No,
the other one
it's
is
not
a bus.
Mini.
Maybe it's old, an older version. I don't know.
Anyway, these kids had the huevos to walk up to the Wienermobile and go, hey, why don't you drive us to prom? And they're like, okay.
Were they ready for prom in that moment?
I don't
or
know
did
if
the
it
Wienermobile
was that...
come back for them?
Good question.
I don't know that it doesn't say in my wow. story. My story is like three sentences long. But whether it was that night, that next weekend, the
they're
Wienermobile
like, we'll
said,
town?
Yeah. And then they, I mean, you're rolling into prom.
Iconic.
In the Wienermobile.
I think he came back. I think it was a few days later.
For the rest of time. In that small town of Kansas, mm-hmm. people will go, remember the guys who got the Wienermobile for prom?
Mm-hmm.
Period. Full stop. You just made a small town story.
Yeah.
That is, and I feel.
They're legends.
I don't know what my small town story is from Longmont. I'm sure there's a
really?
Million of them. I mean, there were stories about my mom throwing that milk thing
oh,
at people.
Yeah.
Because most people thought it was my brother because it was in his truck, but it was like some crazy person throwing Longmont dairy milk at whoever just drives oh! by him. It's like, I know, but it's a glass bottle. It's going to do more damage.
Oh, but don't waste
it's not,
it.
It's not something they like to talk about.
Don't waste it.
You don't want to throw King Super's cardboard milk because it doesn't still, dent a car.
Right.
Why would you even have that?
Anyway, these guys are legends.
Yeah,
for sure.
The end of time. So if you've got a small town story and you'd like to share it with us, this is when we'd like to hear it.
My
303-222-5423.
Okay, my hometown, what are we calling
small
this?
Town story.
Small town story.
Oh my God.
There is a big rumor that my high school is what High School Musical was based off of.
Shut
Whoa.
Your face.
What? Because we are also the Wildcats.
Oh.
And we were also a very...
Get your head in the game.
Get your head in the game. We were a very divided jocks theater.
Musical, yeah.
Yes, and there were rumors, and I don't, you know, I never looked into this harshly, but that the writer
harshly?
Of it...
I don't think that's the word you're looking for.
I never looked into this with a lot of vigor. Apparently, the guy who wrote it went to like a nearby high school and was like, I'm going to write about... I'm going to use
high
that
school.
As the inspiration.
Oh.
That would be
so. If my brother had just been a singer, he could have been Troy Bolton.
Do you know who the writer's name is?
Not a clue, Aaron. Oh. Not a clue.
Okay.
That's the lore.
Wow.
Yeah.
Even if it's not true,
it's good to think about.
Sometimes the lore is better than the.
Yeah. And their colors are red and white. Ours were not. Well, the rumor is because orange and black just doesn't look as good on screen, which is probably true.
Your high school colors were Halloween?
Orange, 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 and a black, 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 and white. What about our color shout? I was not a cheerleader, but I went to a lot of football games.
You weren't? Wow. None of us could tell.
Get your head in the game.
Sorry.
All right. Does anybody else want to tell a small town story before we take calls?
I feel like I have a lot of them. One that...
Aren't even any good, Tiak?
Let me pick a good one. There was the rumor of the public school in town that there was the guy who would do the parking, like monitor the parking lot at the high school, mm-hmm. would drive a golf cart all the time. And one of their senior pranks, they somehow got the golf cart onto the roof.
Oh my God. Oh.
How'd they do it?
That's the part I don't know. I don't know if they took that's it apart lore. And got it up. That's the lore.
Somebody get a helicopter.
But they put a brick on the... gas and they ran it off the roof.
They launched it?
They launched it off the roof.
Was this true?
That's the lore. They were like the older kids when I was, you know, as you always heard about, and then they shut down senior pranks.
See, that's the thing with the Wienermobile. Eventually, that story will be lore. They rolled up on the Piggly Wiggly, knocked out the driver, and stole the, like, it won't be, we just walked up and asked if we could drive us to prom. There will eventually be a story.
Yeah. One that doesn't involve high school. I know this one to be true. There was a restaurant, there's a restaurant. It's called Gators. And forever in the entryway, they had a little baby alligator. In there, like
a
real one. I swear,
baby alligators grow up, so it would.
Well, they kept like replacing it, and they had it forever. It was like everyone knew Gators, and then there was like some pushback because I think people were kind of like, "Hey, what's going on with what happens to the Gators after it gets older or whatever?"
Yeah,
where do you keep it in Iowa? Yeah.
Did they kill it and serve it?
It's in a little like terrarium thing, like it was in a like
right.
A fish
but
tank
where
kinda.
Is it in nature in Iowa?
Yeah, when they get done with it. Where do they release it?
I don't know. I don't know that part. That's the lore, I guess. But now they don't have it anymore because enough people kind of like push back. And there was a big uproar, like pro gator, anti gator. And like the town kind of split in two.
This is very small town.
Yeah. I'm pro gator. It was very cute.
But then it's just like once the cute wears off, they get rid of it.
It also could be a mini gator and not a baby.
It could be.
There's such
true.
A thing. You're just making that up. There's mini golden doodles, but you don't like you don't just breed them. Oh, we got the special breed of mini gator. No, they don't. That's
I
not
bet.
A thing.
Mini what now?
Mini gator.
Yeah, mini like gator.
The mini Wienermobile.
Not mini Gatorade. No,
there
no.
are mini gators, no. Okay. But they're native to South American rivers and swamps. So I doubt a little shop in Iowa was getting them.
Well, I just remembered I've seen mini gators.
Okay.
I've seen mini gators as well.
Mini gators in Florida, and they're little and you can hold them. Okay. And I didn't want to.
Okay.
Should I have not said the name of the restaurant? That was probably...
It's probably a little late for all of this. All right. Well, if you've got a small town story, we'd love to hear it. 303-222-5423.
Tell us your story.
303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
All right, everyone. We're talking about small town stories.
Mm-hmm.
And it turned into mostly just high school weirdness.
Yeah,
I mean, that's when you're like the most in your small town.
I'm trying to think of things that happened in my hometown.
Someone texted in and said, I also grew up in Longmont. Nothing worth telling happened there.
There's like, but did you guys, I've talked about this before. Did you have a person in your town that was kind of the street one? It was before homeless was more like there was like this guy who had a bald head and he just wandered the streets and he was overly tan because he was always outside. And then the lore around was him that he killed his wife and his family.
Oh my
and like,
gosh.
It's truly not what happened, but you just made up this. There's that crazy woman down the street who's like,
yeah,
we had those little.
We had one in like my best friend's neighborhood. She would just ride her bike constantly and we would make up stories.
Yeah, and you go like, she's riding to get like lime to kill, like
something.
Put it on the dead bodies of children
just
or whatever.
Just laughs in the neighborhood all day.
Huh. Weird. Yeah. Okay, small town stories. Isaac?
Yeah, hi.
What's your small town story?
Well, I grew up small town, as the premise assumes. We would go driving around, just me and the boys, just, you know, letting off a little steam, bumping some tunes, whatnot. And one time we were driving through a little cul-de-sac, and the self-proclaimed neighborhood cop stopped us in the middle of the road, and we're, like, trapped in there.
Oh, you're in a cul-de-sac. Yeah, and you're not getting out if they're in the middle.
No. Yeah, they're not letting us by. So we get out, and he confronts us, gets all up in our face, and says, "You tried to run over my cat."
Well, did you?
No, absolutely not. We were just driving around. And the thing was, he swore up and down. He said, "I heard you say, don't move cat." And we were just flabbergasted. Like, number one, even if that's what we were trying to do, like, why would we say that?
Yeah, why would you announce? And is the cat going to go like, "Okay, I'll just stand here and let you run
right,
me over"?
Right, the cat usually listens.
Yeah, exactly. And he called the cops on us while he was, you know, confronting us. He had his wife or somebody call the cops.
Okay. I'm
sure they usually do. He tells them the story. Not hitting my animals. Although, if you were being reckless around Swanson, I would.
You're going to call the police?
If he said, "Don't move, Swanson."
Oh, my God. You, like, by the way, Eric is in the market for a house. If she moves into your neighborhood, God help you. God help you. She's going to be out in the street blocking cat killers.
No. Maybe.
Kind of. All right. So all's well that ends well. Were you arrested?
No, but we did get a ticket for disturbance of the peace because we were out past curfew. We were in high school at the time.
Mm. There's a curfew?
There was. Yeah.
Yeah.
Beyond my parents?
She's from California.
Oh, yeah. That was like a big deal being out past curfew.
What was your curfew?
No, I think it was like the city. It was like 10:30 or something.
Yeah, but I mean, what? Time, yeah, it was.
Yeah,
dude,
for like kids,
yes.
Yeah.
In my curfew towns, was like midnight.
You didn't grow up in a small town,
homie. It was like the law. Like, it was like under 18. You
there's
be
a
out.
Real
yeah.
curfew yeah. that you probably never knew about because rich kids didn't have to care.
Hold on.
It's so true. The kids in Foxville.
It's like big city kids.
It wasn't.
No, it's also Longmont was a small town, but Fox Hill.
Compared to where Tia grew up, it's probably a big city.
You heard call me a big city kid.
No. I said Erica was one, and you weren't. You had a curfew. She didn't.
You said the curfew was a big city thing.
No. She didn't have the curfew because she's a big city kid.
Hey, could we just pull it back together and go back to the phones? Or?
Oh, okay.
Sure.
Okay, Jordan.
Yay.
Small town stories.
All right, my small town. When it was ACT, SAT time, you know, when you're like a junior, senior, the day before we were set to take those tests, there were three students who broke into the school ninja style and stole copies of both of the tests.
Is there only two? There's only two different ones?
No.
Well, at our school, we take ACT, SAT. I think there's multiple versions. I just know they stole copies of both.
And did the kids have to like roll under laser beams and stuff?
Essentially.
Dude, it's a small town story. Why are you poo-pooing? Like
No, but is it true?
It might be. But I mean, getting a copy of the test, if you got not the same one,
right.
Like
right,
you could research all those answers.
Exactly. You could figure out the answer, but you're not going to go A, C, D, whatever is the right order.
No, but like you could get a different version. Like you could study that test. And then you get version B of the SAT.
Well, maybe they weren't
and you're
very
studied
smart.
For the wrong thing.
Like, it should have ended up on stupid stories. But anyhow, we showed up to school the day of the test, and it was swarming with police officers because they broke windows.
Oh my gosh!
It was the whole thing. And,
no laser beams.
You mean they're invisible, right? So, and then we got postponed for 2 months before we could take it. And so it was technically, I think it was the day after.
That's some good lore, dude.
Out.
Yeah.
You can tell us now. It's been long enough. Were you part of it?
I mean, I did pretty well. I'll leave it at that.
Oh, my God.
Oh, dude, I like you. Let's hang out. Peter?
Yes.
What's your small town story? Yay.
Yeah, my story is that 56 years ago, when I was 14 in high school, my father found out he had a brain tumor and ended up having to get radiation treatments the first month. And he was driving to the hospital and parking every day, and I'd be with him. Well, one day he had a big old 2-inch iron grill on top of his bumper. That grill caught the silver trim on the old cars and peeled it off one side, my side. I got out and looked at it. I didn't say anything to my father. He was my father. And he looked at it, and we walked in, and I was sitting there in the waiting room, and the sheriff comes in and says, "Hey, do you know who owns that white truck out there?" And I said, "No, sir, I've never seen it before." And he said, "We'll be over tonight." Oh. They come over and took away his license. So
your dad rammed through a hospital parking lot in like a Mad Max kind of truck, is what you're saying.
Well, no, it had a big old iron grill stuck on the old bumper, the other bumper, and it caught that trim and just peeled it off one.
But you were gonna lie for your dad, though. You did. Good for you.
Oh yeah. Okay.
How'd you do it on the ACT?
The Slacker Show. Alice 105.9.
So we get DMs and emails and texts. Like sometimes we're talking about what's the weirdest thing you found in your food,
right?
And then what's the stupidest thing you stole or whatever? Wouldn't you believe me if I told you? And then we get like these side things where it's like where people just want to tell us their truth. I don't know what they're doing.
I mean, every day people tell us like wild stories.
Yeah.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And some stories just don't fit in.
And yeah.
To any of those categories.
Definitely not.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't know if they want to outdo what they heard on the radio. It's like, oh, you think that's crazy.
Right.
Or we've created a very close personal friendship and they feel like they can tell us without getting in trouble.
It is kind of a safe space.
Yeah.
We've admitted some crazy things about ourselves.
Absolutely.
Like I can't count how many times you've started to tell a story, then you stop and you go, "Sorry, Mom."
Oh yeah, every day.
It's like, yeah. "Mom, turn it off. Like, so they feel comfortable telling us crap. And so we are thinking about, and we're about to try one right now, like just doing once a week, confessions. And we can disguise you, put a little VD on you.
We'll never voice use disguiser.
Your name. Yeah, and we'll change your name to Candy.
Yes, of course.
That is our universal fake name. Yeah. So we'll call them Candy's Confessions. Here's the thing about today's. They just recently DM'd us, and I think it's based on your bachelorette party.
Oh, they have a crazy one?
Yes. And they just want to get something off their chest.
Mm-hmm.
So, should we just, I think, Hack, you got him?
Yeah, she's ready.
Candy?
Yay.
I know that's not your name, and you're also disguised. go ahead and confess to us.
Well, I felt like this was a really good opportunity to get something off my chest that I've been keeping secret for a while.
Okay.
I fabricated my bachelorette party.
What do you mean?
Fabricated?
Were you not engaged?
No, I was engaged, and I got married, but I lied about my bachelorette party. Like, I made plans, like, fake plans, and told my fiancé that I was going away for the weekend with my girlfriends, that we were going to be staying at a spa. Like, I made up a lot of details. I even showed him pamphlets and literature, but I didn't. I went to a hotel with my high school boyfriend.
What?
Well, you know, not for nothing, but men tend to cheat at their bachelor parties, and I thought, you know what? Am I really going to spend all this money to like get my nails done with my girls, which I can do any time? Or am I going to have one last fling and have some fun?
Are you still married?
what are we talking about?
I'm very happily married, honestly.
Obviously.
Thank goodness to the one last fling.
No regrets?
No regrets. I mean, I feel like, like I said, I wanted to get out of my chest. Like, I can't tell anybody this because then I could eventually get back to him, but I figure this is a perfect opportunity to, like, you know, to be able to talk about it without getting in trouble for it. But honestly, nothing ever happened between us again. Like, got it out of my system. I honestly felt really powerful afterwards. And yeah, now I'm all settled
down. Obviously this was just for you, cathartic, but I have a few follow-up questions.
Yeah.
Did you get all your girlfriends to lie for you? Like, to continue the thing? So then did you have to tell them, look, I'm going to go boink Timmy from high school? Like, what? How did you pull this off?
Well, no, all my friends live in my hometown. And so I flew to my hometown on the premise that I was going to be.
And then okay. So you flew to the hometown and then just met up with Timmy.
So you probably had enough pictures and there's enough half evidence kind of.
I did meet up with them and we did get our nails done. So, I mean.
Yeah, because that makes it okay. Sorry. Wow. Sorry.
Okay. I mean, we wanted a confession. We got a confession here.
Yeah. Honestly, thanks for calling.
I don't. Okay. And,
a really good person other than this. I swear.
Well, okay. I don't want to keep you any longer, but like, what would you do if you were to find out that he did the same thing?
Mm. Ooh.
That honestly, he slept with Timmy for a weekend.
I assume that he messed with some, you know, professional dancer or something. Something.
You honestly believe that, and that's what gives you peace of mind.
And immediately when he was like, we have to have bachelor and bachelorette parties, I was like, oh, he wants to have one last fling. I'm having one last fling.
No, that's not. Okay.
And his would have also been with a stranger, not someone that you have a past with. I'm sorry. Yeah. I am judging. Thank you for calling.
That's okay.
All right.
I mean, I if you feel better, we feel better. So
I do, honestly. I do.
Okay.
I thought you guys were going to be a lot meaner about it, so I'm thinking.
Oh, okay. I'm definitely holding back.
We could have been.
We're all, okay, have a great life. Okay, so is that about how your bachelorette party went? Well,
no, and I'm like so horrified for her because you missed all the good stuff. If you love your husband,
yes.
That's not how you spend
that's
it.
That's not. I feel, I don't feel good.
No.
But I do feel good.
Are we going to keep doing this?
Yeah, about the confession thing. We picked wisely for the first one. Like, that is, if we're going to do Candy's confessions, right?
Yeah.
It doesn't even have to be as crazy as that, I guess.
No, I mean, somebody DM'd us about, they had a work screw up. We could talk to them.
Yeah.
What else was there? Somebody was had blowing through money.
Yeah.
Mm. Thought you were going to say something else.
No.
They're going to get good.
Right. No, I mean, so we'll choose another one or more for next. And if you like slide into our DMs, if you want to be Candy, and you we'll can be a promise, guy Candy, a girl Candy.
Yeah. We'll promise to keep you anonymous. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. DM, you could email us at theslackershow@alice1059.com. DM us anywhere.
Technically call us.
Yeah. Sure. Yeah. Do you think she feels better? Like now that
she's admitted?
Now that she told, like, that's what this is for, Erica. Like,
okay, but she's holding this secret. Therapy.
I understand that. But like the whole point of confessions is you like, she's been carrying this around. I can't believe how, like, whatever, she's like, oh no, he probably messed around with a stripper. It's like,
you know, it just could not be the life I lead.
Okay, but we're trying to sell this whole.
Oh, right. Okay. I bet she feels better.
There it is. If you want to feel better, if you want a cathartic, it's the cathartic Candy. I'm just trying too hard on the C's, aren't I? And everyone will think you're a
good person.
Oh. I was doing another C.
I can't think of it.
No, this is exactly what you do. We just told you all the places to find us, but we will do another confession next week.
If you've got spring fever, Lowe's has the cure. During Spring Fest, make your landscape stand out with 3 free bags of Miracle-Gro 3/4 cubic foot garden soil when you buy 3. Plus, get up to 40% off select major appliances to keep clothes, food, and dishes fresh all season long. Our best lineup is here at Lowe's. Valid through 4/22 while supplies last. Selection varies by location. See Lowe's.com for details. Soil offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
How would you describe yourself? Fun? Sporty? Bold? If that's the case, meet the Kia K4 hatchback. Made for motion, adventure, and whatever you might decide to bring along. Or would you say you're more smooth, sleek, refined? If so, there's the Kia K4 sedan. Calm, confident, and ever so modern. 2 personalities, 2 available turbocharged ways forward. The Kia K4 GT Line Turbo and the K4 Hatchback GT Line Turbo. What turbos you? Turbo is available on select K4 trims.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are built to keep going. Backed by Toyota's reputation for legendary reliability. Step into a Tundra with the available iForce Max hybrid engine, delivering impressive torque and serious towing power. or take a look at Tacoma with an available power liftgate. So gear goes in fast, and the adventure keeps moving. Toyota trucks are built to last, year after year, mile after mile. So drive one home today. Visit Toyota.com to find out more. Toyota, let's go places.
Thinking about GLP-1s to help with weight loss? Go micro with Noom. You start off with a small dose of medication, then gradually increase as your body reacts. The Noom GLP-1 microdose program starts at $79 and is delivered to your door in 7 days. Start your microdose GLP-1 journey today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com. Noom. Micro changes, big results. Initial 3-week subscription and 4 weeks of medication from $79 plus tax and $179 per month plus tax for 12 week subscription thereafter. Final pricing depends on program selection.
Testing season is right around the corner, and this is when confidence really matters. When kids take time to review key concepts and strengthen their skills before assessments, it can make all the difference. IXL helps reinforce what they're learning right now, so they walk into every test feeling prepared, capable, and confident. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts. Designed for students from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL delivers personalized, interactive practice that adapts to your child's level and pace. It's an easy, effective way to support learning as the school year heads into its final stretch. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests, proven in all 50 states. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
The Slacker Show.
There's no easy way to say this, so I think I just have to come out and say it. Erica, I don't think I can come to your wedding.
I can't tell if he's
what are you doing? This is for
not.
Sure something you wouldn't do on the air.
I went to a wedding recently and I bawled like a baby the entire time.
Oh my gosh, you did.
And I don't think I can let you guys see me in that state.
Can I make a quick prediction?
Okay.
Did AHAC not?
No.
Okay, wait, set the stage for us a little bit about this wedding.
It was my college roommate who got married. Oh, so cute. That was part of it, is we haven't seen each other in 10 plus years, all a group of guys back together.
Haven't seen each other at all?
No.
What? If I haven't seen somebody in 10 years, they're not coming to my wedding, I don't think.
I don't know. I've got kind of asked about this too. I think it's part of it is because we played basketball together, so there's like a team mate thing where they've been to all, like, you've been to enough weddings where you're like, well, I got to invite them because I went to theirs, and then we're all just back together. I don't know. It was like no time had passed. I mean, we're all like grayer and fatter, but we're all the same, you know. It was like
ball?
We were in the dorms.
Did you
again.
Ball a little bit?
No, I wish we could have. Oh,
man. That would have been fine.
He balled.
Oh, yeah, you did ball.
I balled, right. Yeah. So that was emotional. There was also like one of our friends who was, he was supposed to be in the wedding party. He was one of our roommates. He passed away a couple of months ago.
Oh,
very
my gosh.
Unexpectedly. So that was very emotional that they kind of had a spot for him. And then also the groom's mother had passed pretty recently. Very unexpected. Wow. So there was a lot of emotions there too. But it was mainly the speeches. It was the speeches.
You're supposed to give one.
No.
Erica's wedding.
No, he is not. Cry hold during on. It?
He might be putting himself as the lead.
I do like when people cry over me. I do like that.
Well, and that's part of it because we've talked about it.
All right.
And then somebody stop me one more time on the street and go, stop calling her princess. What is she to say? Like... You want to be the princess so hard that, like,
I don't want to be a princess. I just don't mind a little bit of attention sometimes.
That's not what you just said. A little bit. I mean, it's okay if people weep at my feet.
I didn't say at my feet. At my face is fine.
Okay. Oh my God. Okay.
Well, you've talked about the speeches at the wedding and stuff, and we've gotten some responses from the texters and stuff saying no one wants to hear the speeches. Just get it over with and stuff. I just could not disagree more. The speeches to me, like, you're there celebrating this life that you've built, the friends you've built, the memories, like telling the story of how these two met.
I love the speeches.
I love it.
I've gotten this take more and more. One of my good friends was just saying, she's like, the more speeches, the better. And I don't agree with like what? The whole wedding is a speech, but throughout the weekend, pepper them in, baby.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I'm getting I was so emotional during the speeches that AHAC sitting next to me was very in the beginning like, oh. And then eventually she's like, brother, come on. Like, get it together. You're embarrassing both of us. Like, do you need to step outside? Or
are you ugly crying? Are you? Yeah. You're not quiet crying.
I'm like, I have the napkin, like the nice cloth napkin, yeah. And I just cannot stop wiping my eyes. I know my face is all red. There's something beautiful about telling the story about her, the bride's father's telling the story about the night they met and they could see him in the distance and he knew as soon as they were talking to each other and he said, I called my other daughters over and said, look, you're witnessing history. It's just so like, it's a love story and it's cool to be a part of the love story, right?
Dude, I will tell you.
You guys are looking at me like, hey, Hack was like.
I'm with him because I was prepping up, getting ready. And I'm like, there's no way I'm going to cry at my own wedding. I've recently been losing it. So
at other people's weddings. Or no, just losing just like, it in like.
As we're getting closer, I've started crying a lot about it because I'm so. It is so beautiful.
Yeah, it's cool to be all together sharing this life that you all have a part of, you know?
But I don't know how to ask this. What walks of life, what jobs do these people, because I've just been to weddings. Yeah, the people who are making the speeches. Because the thing is like, if her dad is a forklift driver, he might not have the oratory skills, but he like just loves her and just goes up and be like, Tom and her.
I think you're making horrible assumptions about people. I think when you love someone, you're able to deliver.
I don't, but not everybody can do a long speech or
it doesn't have to be a comedic, like, it's sometimes where it's that tractor driver breaking down about his daughter. That hits.
But this is what I'm saying. If he did that, then I'm all for it. But it's like, what if he's the stoic forklift? Like, you know what I'm saying? You're lucking out and you were at a wedding where it seems like everybody was a bit of an orator, right? They could speak well.
A lot of lawyers.
They broke down themselves. Yes.
Yeah, that's true.
So if you have 20 speeches and everybody's a dud, then it's not going to work.
No one's going to be a dud.
You're sure?
I'm going to make a bet right now. Slacker's going to cry.
Oh my gosh, I love this bet. I think every person in this room will cry.
The three of us, we're already crying.
Yeah. I'm wearing sunglasses inside.
Yeah, for sure.
We're not really inside. You're good.
Okay.
You think I'm going to cry?
Yeah. Oh, 1,000,000%. Not at Erica's feet necessarily, maybe Dane's.
You love Dane.
I do love him.
And when he's talking about...
Yeah.
Our life and how he never thought this was going to happen. You're going to cry.
I will take that bet.
Okay, but you can't like do any substances that make you not cry.
The Slacker Show.
Alice 105.9.
I've developed a new theory that I'm working on, and I want to see if you guys might be able to help me.
Oh, I love a theory.
Yeah, like let's mold the theory a little better.
Okay, we're here for you.
The problem is.
The problem with.
What?
The problem with what?
I said, the problem is.
Yeah.
Are you okay?
No, but you're saying the problem is. What problem are we solving?
The problem is this theory has to do with weddings. So, Slacker's not going to like it at all.
No, I'm for love. I'm just, I don't like to see the angry texts that are like, is Erica going to get married? Yes. She is.
I am.
You know what? Once she does, she's not going to anymore.
Right.
All right.
And then it's going to be like, I'm having a baby.
Not right away. Can we?
I'm like, is Erica getting a divorce? All the time. All we talk about is Erica's divorce. Blah, blah, blah.
Oh my gosh. You would be more heartbroken than me, even. You love Dave.
No, I would be happy because then he's back on the market.
For you?
I bet.
Okay.
Chew him up and spit him out.
Okay. So recently I was with some girlfriends and we were talking about how like weddings have become... a little bit of like, I don't want to say a production because I don't mean it negatively. It's just that they've become like bigger and bigger and bigger as the time goes on, right? Like from when T-Hack got married to when I'm getting married, weddings are different.
Because, well, I mean, it was probably already bad when T-Hack got
married. I agree.
But yeah. The socials mean everybody gets to see everybody's wedding. It used to be there was 300 people at a wedding and only those 300 people would be like, T-Hack's wedding was great.
Sure.
And like now everyone.
This is not part of my theory.
But I'm just saying, I just think everyone just like, well, my wedding's got to be better than his.
Sure. And I do think that could be a contributing factor.
And then everybody comes to that wedding and he's like, well, my wedding's got to be better than that one.
But yours wasn't really on socials, right, T-Hack?
No, not really. Yeah. No, it was like maybe a couple Snapchats at the time was like a big thing.
Snapchat.
But to your point,
you have some photos.
My wedding compared to my parents' wedding, my wedding was out of control compared to like just going to the church basement and having like some turkey sandwiches after your wedding.
You're going straight down the stairs.
Yeah. It was like it was like a funeral.
The smell of hot coffee and then they have the funeral potatoes, but I'm sure they're called something else. Nuptial potatoes.
Yeah. At like our parents' weddings, was there alcohol at all?
I don't know.
I think there's probably
like champagne.
Like a keg.
Maybe a champagne. Maybe a champagne.
Maybe.
I have seen them 400 posting. People. Oh, God.
Yeah. Canned beer and my parents, sure. Or a keg.
Probably some alcohol. Like,
God, but my
when it's out, it's out. Kind of vibes.
Yeah. But I don't now, like, we could not do that because the venue would not allow us to bring alcohol. And we could, there's all these hoops because of, like, what you're saying.
Well, it's just liability.
You're growing.
Sure.
And growing.
Okay.
So my theory is actually the reason weddings have become multiple days, you know, big events, you dress nice, you wait for it, you talk about it, all the things.
Yeah.
No one lives all in the same town anymore.
Oh.
No one.
So you have to spread it out.
No one just Ubers over, does the thing for a couple hours, and Ubers home.
Back.
There's just not that option anymore.
So if you're going to ask me to fly to your city, you can't just entertain me for 2 hours.
I better entertain you for a welcome party and then a...
three days.
Yes, because I was talking with all these friends and it was like, welcome parties weren't a thing when one of our friends got married.
That was the rehearsal dinner just for the wedding party.
If that. Yeah. And sometimes the rehearsal dinner would be like turkey sandwiches.
We would get spaghetti from Kolaches.
Nice. So good. I just want to say to anyone who wants to text in and be like, you're crazy for asking for this much. The people want to come, but they don't want to come for just 4 hours.
They don't.
And it's not even an option. And so I'm supplying with all the food they could want and the beverages they could want for sure.
For two full days. Well, basically one night.
One full night of food and drinks and then just drinks and desserts the first night. You guys are going to need to eat dinner before you come to the welcome
party. I wasn't planning on coming at all.
Yes, you were.
To your welcome thing, it's going to be family. Ugh. I'm just going to be out there because
that's the point.
It's not. It's not just family. It is family. It is friends. It is fun speeches are that night.
No.
Oh, only one of them.
Still counts.
I don't. Okay. I'll try.
But don't you think that is my theory correct?
I think that I had never thought of it before, but yeah, I don't like that you think you owe them, but yeah, you'd kind of, because you're like.
Slacker. I love that I get to owe them.
Okay.
I get to wear two. Okay. Wonderful outfits. Actually, three, because I'm having a reception dress. I love this. But it's like when I talk to friends and they're like, no, we're stoked. It's because it's a whole thing.
But then what happens? Do you have a cutoff for that first night where it's like, because you got
to
go.
I'm going to bed.
You cannot show up with bags under your eyes that next day.
No, I'm what do they call it?
Peace and
striping in water.
What?
It's like a zebra stripe. You do like zebra stripe. Water.
Yeah.
I'm doing that. And I'm cut off at 10 p.m. I am. I'm going to bed. And Dane's coming with me.
You can't sleep together that night.
We are. It's, yeah.
That is a whole episode of the show.
Traditions out the window, man. Weddings are a whole weekend now.
You want him to like,
what?
Well, they're not going to be ready in the same room.
No,
they'll be separate.
You starve him out that night before. You starve him out.
I never said we were sleeping together.
I texted my wife the night before our wedding, like what I thought was like a sweet message, just like, can't wait. And she did not respond because she told me not to talk. She said, we're done until tomorrow. And I broke the rule and she didn't.
Oh my gosh.
I broke the rule. I did not know if she was going to show up until the doors of the church open.
Like, you did not hear from
you
her
fully
all day.
Love is blinded before love is blind?
What?
You're like, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
I well, didn't. Yeah, we didn't go sleep. Doesn't it not feel special to like take a...
So special.
You know?
We're going to wake up and have coffee together and then I'm going to say, get out.
Okay. This is the first time I've probably ever said this on the show, but I think Eric is right. I think
about which one
your theory, your whole theory for the first time, you've actually thought something through. It's not based on selfish princess narcissistic behavior.
Well, I do like that.
Yeah, I know that you snuck it in there at the end and I was like, please pull back.
But I'm also with your social media thing.
I think that's part of it too. But all right.
All right.
If anybody wants to be my date in the ADA suite. Okay.
Maybe TX wife will show up and talk to him.
The Slacker Show. Alice.
105.9.
It's been a year, almost exactly, since we have brought this up. And I think we need to bring it up again because I think we need to do something about it.
What is it?
The Boston Marathon.
What about it?
Watching the finishers. Erica, you're the one that brought this up.
I did?
Last year. Because you said you cry watching people cross the finish line.
Yes, and you saw the people who were like falling and needing to be carried across.
I think we need to do a marathon.
Okay. Oh my, I did not know that's where this was going. I thought you wanted them to make a stop crying.
I don't know if I this like works all day or just at one part, but I'm going to try. Nope.
No, that doesn't.
No, it works here.
It does.
Yes. I'm with you. If we combine our powers of nope, we can.
No,
sure,
my dad
was
actually at the Boston Marathon.
This year?
Yeah, he tried to call me and tell me that he was running it. And I was like,
no, you're not.
I literally was like, and then he's like, why does everyone laugh when I say that? And I'm like, because I've never seen you run a day in your life.
No, didn't he do? He did that's what your stepdad.
My stepdad is like, does little triathlons. My dad is in great shape. Not running shape. So there's no way he was just casually training for a marathon. Yeah. He was watching a friend.
That's cute.
Which is very cute.
You spent 6 hours for a friend?
It was like they were with my friend's wife and it was my dad and
his
wife.
Is there a pub somewhere?
Probably a bunch.
They were probably dining and whining.
Sure. In whatever order you do those things.
Yeah. Better order of cheese curds. Go Tommy! Keep
you
running, buddy.
Truly no marathon of any kind?
What about a half even?
What about a
me?
What about thinking about it?
Yeah.
You're saying me run a marathon?
Right. I'm remembering that you've been in pain lately.
No.
But that's he's going to get help for it.
He's going to get better.
Let's get ready.
I'm getting a shot in my back. It's not going to suddenly. That's not going to make me.
I run like 2 or 3 miles now at a time.
I have said this on the air before and I will say it again. I have gotten myself down to like 7-8% body fat by doing tons of like workouts, body weight workouts is all I was doing at the time. Cardio, like treadmill stuff, all that stuff. When I run, here's what it sounds like. I f-ing hate this. This is f-ing awful. Every step is a nightmare. I couldn't hate it more than I hate it. Huh. It's like some people love it. Some people are like, it's such a hit. They're like,
yeah, you're
oh my
like,
God,
your head
the dopamine.
Is so
it's like,
cleared.
It's no. It's the opposite for me. There's no dopamine. It's nothing but terror and pain.
I'm kind of in the same boat. I did the half marathon by myself.
When did you do that?
It was, I think, before COVID, like the year right before. I did the Colfax half by myself, was pretty bored. But I want to do another, and I don't think I could do it alone. And I need help.
Find a friend.
No, I think
you guys
I could
are
do
here.
A half.
No,
you, I could do a half.
Yeah,
I would.
Erica,
need, I would
you're
need
a
some,
psychopath.
I'm a bit busy right now, so I don't know if right now is the time.
It's never the time. Like
2027.
Never the time.
Or fall 2026.
Ooh, I like it.
Get on your feet.
No, no way.
Hack and I are at the pub having cheese curds.
You guys but like, celebrate us at the finish line.
We'll be so hammered by
that. I did that 1 year. I celebrated. Our friend from Children's ran it.
Yeah? And did you make signs?
Didn't have to.
Why?
Have you heard this voice?
No, I mean, but like signs are half the fun.
Yeah.
No, but just me going like, yo! And she was like, whoa, you came.
But signs are fun.
Did you see the video of a guy was watching his friend, not my dad, believe it or not, and he's like filming and then he spots him and he starts running. It's the last 2 miles and he's videoing, running, being like, you got this, man. No. You're going to make it. Dig in. You can do it.
I can do that part if I get like his, can I be on a scooter?
Sure.
Yeah.
Just bring Grandpa. The sign.
You're going to tell me that you think you want to do this, Erica? Like, you like wine too much to do this.
Life is about balance.
Women can have two things being true. Okay. You think I can't drink wine and run a half marathon?
She can do both at the same time.
I bet I could.
Okay. So you want in. Or do we do a slacker show half marathon? That no one shows up to.
Wait, we should do this.
We skip it.
No.
But is it benefit a charity?
Yeah.
And then, but there is, these are my favorite things like this. Hack is onto something. It's $40 to like run, but it's $70 to skip it.
Okay. And
it's
like,
I swear to God, that's a real thing.
$70 to sit at the finish line and have beers.
Sure.
Okay. We all get
$100.
Everyone gets a medal.
Yeah, but $100 to not even show up. To like fully, but I'm just saying, do you want the charity to get money?
You're right. You're
right. So it's like whatever. Like,
if I give you $200, can I leave now?
I mean, but how many people would come for an inaugural run where the charity's probably Erica's bar tab at the end?
Hey, now.
All right, are we going to
text in if you'd be interested in running some sort of...
Would you run our marathon? The Slacker Show.
We made a team, yeah.
No, he's saying our inaugural event.
I don't think that's going to happen.
Dude.
You just run in the street.
We have to get the city to block off
bikers.
13.1 miles.
How many did you say?
13.1.
I thought you said 14.1.
No. I've seen the bumper stickers. I know what they mean.
Okay, why don't you text in if you'd be interested in running with Aaron and I?
Or drinking with Hack and I.
Yes.
303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.9.
I have a story. I don't even know how I'm going to do it. This is supposed to be stupid stories, and I don't understand what anybody did anything wrong. Makes no sense to me whatsoever.
That's kind of like my story. Did you guys know that you can get in trouble for pounding meat?
Kind of depends what kind.
And whether your mom's home or not.
The Slacker Show's stupendously stupid stories.
My story is out of Germany.
Yeah. And pretzels.
Yep. There was...
yummy pretzels.
Okay, all right. Down.
There was a man...
It's not a tumor.
There was a man who got physical with his neighbor because there was a, quote, loud pounding of the meat.
The meat.
The meat?
A loud pounding of the meat.
We have the meat.
Close. It is Germany. They were making schnitzel.
Oh, yeah.
So he was...
A pound of schnitzel?
You got to flatten it a little bit.
Oh, you pound the schnitzel.
Beer and schnitzel.
Yep.
So when your mom is like knocking on the door saying, what are you doing in there? Just...
making schnitzel.
Pounding the schnitzel, Mom. I am making that schnitzel
your
pay.
Schnitzel.
Anyways, he was literally making a meal, and this woman was like, you're being too loud. It turned into a violent altercation. He hit the neighbor with the schnitzel, slapped him in the face.
Wait, with the schnitzel or with the pounder?
No, with the schnitzel, not the pounder.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, no word on if there's
never hit your neighbor with the schnitzel
that you just had done pounding.
Important to remember that.
Yeah.
All right. My story is also not from Florida. It's from California.
Oh my gosh.
All right, so
hello.
Here's where it gets confusing for me. The police like pulled over a semi truck.
Oh, a semi truck.
Wow.
Were they on like the 405 or the 101?
It's the 5.
The 5. Oh, I'm very familiar with the 5, actually.
CHP stopped a trucker because he was doing something perfectly normal. He was watching Star Trek on his phone mounted on the steering wheel. And
Final Frontier.
You don't want to do that on the 5.
There's you do, because there's traffic. Cow. It's just like you're stuck.
A lot of cow?
A lot of cow on the 5.
And all the voyages of
you don't
the starship
need more pounded meat.
It's my
who explores.
Are we tying all the stories together?
Yeah.
Anyway, he got busted for watching Deep Space Nine on a phone in his line of sight while howling not one but two trailers.
Oh.
Yeah.
Bunch of Star Wars fans pulling him over.
Yeah, probably. Now he's in jail. Yep. Guess what he's doing in jail? Anybody want to guess?
Pounding meat.
Making schnitzel.
And hitting people with it.
Those were all the stupid people we could find. One more little slap of the schnitzel. There you go. For today.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.
Nine.
If you've got spring fever, Lowe's has the cure. During SpringFest, make your landscape stand out with three free bags of Miracle-Gro 3/4 cubic foot garden soil when you buy three. Plus, get up to 40% off select major appliances to keep clothes, food, and dishes fresh all season long. Our best lineup is here at Lowe's. Valid through 4/22 while supplies last. Selection varies by location. See Lowe's.com for details. Soil offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
How would you describe yourself? Fun, sporty, bold. If that's the case, meet the Kia K4 hatchback, made for motion, adventure, and whatever you might decide to bring along. Or would you say you're more smooth, sleek, refined? If so, there's the Kia K4 sedan. Calm, confident, and ever so modern. Two personalities, two available turbocharged ways forward. The Kia K4 GT Line Turbo and the K4 Hatchback GT Line Turbo. What turbos you? Turbo is available on select K4 trims.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are built to keep going, blending rugged muscle with precision engineering, all supported by Toyota's time-tested legacy of dependability. Step into a Tundra and feel the unyielding capability. With the available iForce Max engine, Tundra puts out impressive power, torque, and towing performance. And the roomy high-tech cabin keeps you connected on the go. Or take a look at Tacoma, made for drivers who push past the path. Agile, tough, and relentless. With available features like crawl control, a powered rear window, portable JBL speaker, and a power liftgate. So gear goes in fast, and the adventure keeps moving. The Tacoma and Tundra are engineered to endure, season after season, mile after mile. So drive one home today. Visit Toyota.com for deals and local inventory. Or stop by your Toyota dealer to find out more. Toyota. Let's go places.
Power your next journey with True North convenience stores and Monster Energy. Stock up and stay energized when you grab two of your favorite Monster cans for $6. Or save even more when you buy more. Whether you're gearing up for work, hitting the road, or powering through your next adventure, True North has the energy you need to save. Get more ways to save with True Rewards. Find the app in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Introducing Home Care Plus, a new subscription service from Lowe's that helps make life easier by giving members a hand with home maintenance. Let Lowe's tackle the tasks you keep meaning to do, like electric dryer vent cleaning, replacing hard-to-reach light bulbs, and more. Subscribe to Home Care Plus for just $99 a year and consider your to-do list done. Members get more at Lowe's. Available in select zip codes only. Cancel anytime. Non-refundable fee. Product purchase required. Terms and service restrictions apply. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.